So it looks like the big, beautiful tax bill is going to pass. What's in it for you, and how much is it truly going to increase our deficit? That's what we're going to talk about in today's video. And the main point of all this is, how is it going to affect these things over here, mortgage rates? And the reason being is, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. If you're out there looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to be able to help you out. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? I'll give you all that information at the end of this video, because you're here for these things. So let's get to it. The main news coming out right now is the 30-year Treasury bill just popped over 5.1%. This is why mortgage rates aren't going to go much lower, is because the House just passed this, and now it moves on to the Senate, and it'll probably fully pass by the end of the week. So we're going to have a new, beautiful, big tax bill. What effects is that giving to the markets right now? Well, the bond market, we're going to say that's just flat. Yesterday, it took a hit on the chin, and the day before it did as well. But we're going to look at this briefly. The stock market, it's starting to rally a little bit. The Dow Jones was up 1 point just a little bit ago. Now it's up 30, and the NASDAQ's up 140. But what we're going to focus in on as well is the economic calendar we got for today. The jobs report just came out, and it's not looking so dismal. And then we're going to look at the national debt to figure out how much debt is this new, big, beautiful tax bill going to present to us. So let's get over to today's headlines, what we have in the news that's affecting these things and the markets all over the world. Continued jobless claims just came in, and this was a surprise number as well as initial jobless claims. Last reading on continued claims was 1.86 million people on continued jobless claims. It was supposed to come in at 1.89, just a little bit higher. Well, it came in a little bit higher than that at 1.9. So this really isn't shocking the markets, and I'll show you that here in a second. Initial jobless claims, the same thing. Past reading was 229,000, supposed to uptick a little to 230. It came in at 227. Not a bad number. Manufacturing numbers, now we're over 50%. It was supposed to go under 50. Now we're at 52. That means the manufacturing sector is starting to pick up as well. But existing home sales just hit the wire, and they're actually down a little bit more than expected. So this is what we're seeing on the economic calendar for today. Tomorrow's just going to be data about housing, you know, how many building permits are out there, new home sales, and so forth. So we'll worry about that tomorrow, because we want to worry about this right here. Okay, so I've been against the student loan forgiveness program, and I have a lot of people pissed off at me because of that, but we don't need to add any more debt over here, folks. Now it's a big issue, and now everybody's saying, well, we need to cut the deficit. Well, that's what I've been saying for years. So now everybody's talking about this. So how are we going to do it? You're going to do it by passing this SALT bill? Well, a lot of people are saying no. So let's really dive in to some of this data. So far, in 2025, the government has $9.2 trillion in debt. 70% of that has to be refinanced between January and June of this year. Okay, so that's going to increase, because rates are up. It's going to increase how much interest we're paying onto these things. So that's the biggest deterrent of why people are saying we don't need, you know, any more of this stuff. Well, if you go over to here, this is that SALT bill. This is was the biggest culprit. There are a lot of people who said, you know, we don't want this SALT bill. It's a deduction that only helps the rich. Well, I did a video the other day, and I got a lot of backlash on this. But what I think I made him, you know, I'll have to go back in that video. But I kept saying, you know, real estate taxes are a part of this SALT transaction. It's state and local taxes that you could get to write off. Okay, and I said, it doesn't only help just the wealthy. Okay, if you're in certain states like Illinois, and I'll show you over here. Let's see SALT deductions right through here. What the SALT deductions are. I said, I put in this and said, summarize this article for me. So basically, here's what it did. It summarizes, high income households in high tax states. These are who will benefit. Okay, well, I live in Illinois, and I don't make millions of dollars. And a lot of people live in New York, California, New Jersey, and Illinois, and they're not millionaires. Okay, so our real estate taxes in many of these states are double what the standard deductions are. Believe it or not, New York or New Jersey and Illinois are the top two states with the highest real estate taxes in the entire country. So I was just looking out for some benefits it's not only me, it's all the people in Illinois, all the people in California. A lot of people are going to get benefits from this. So that is one big piece of that equation that helps a lot of people, not just the wealthy. I want to be clear on that piece of it. So that's, you know, when they come back here, Republican lawmakers for high tax states. Well, yeah, but there's a lot of lawmakers in, you know, high tax states that aren't Republicans. I just wanted to bring that point out. So it's not a, you know, right wing, left wing kind of deal. So that's the main news that we have coming out today that's affecting these things, mortgage rates. So right now, the good news is mortgage rates are basically just flat. This is a two-day chart. Let's look at a one-day chart. It's basically flat as a pancake. Now, if you throw in a five-day chart, here's where there's a hiccup that we have right through here. This is a gap that I'm waiting for us to fill, and hopefully we fill it. Because many times what they'll do, the market will drop all the way down to here, and this is what I thought was going to be one of our pivot points, or one of our bottoms right down through here at 98.21, but it deteriorated through there. So I'm looking at a rebound through here, or I might be locking soon, because I'm looking at, you know, more deterioration in this market's going to give me a little bit of the jitters. So I'm waiting for a rally into this market, because I think we've pretty much way overdone it at this point. So that's my take on that. And the same thing with the stock market. The stock market is getting hammered each day. So until really tariff news comes out and this tax bill really comes out and we get the real truth about a lot of the things in there, the markets are good. Hopefully just will be stabilized for the rest of the day. So that's my report for this morning. Let you guys know what's come in so far. So far, so good. So who am I and what do I do? My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I work at a federal bank. Yeah, I work at a federal bank. That's what I do. And I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The cool thing about us is we're set up with 33 other lenders. So what it means is when you put in your application right through here, we're not only going to check our programs and our rates and our fees, we're actually going to check all 33 other banks. So we can get back to you and say, okay, here's the lender with the lowest rates in the whole country that we work with, and we'll be able to offer you their programs, and you'll be able to work with me, yours truly. So go to therateupdate.com. You can put in your application right over my head. You can schedule a consultation right through here. Our 800 number's right there. And if you scroll down through here, there's going to be some videos through here for people. If you're a homeowner, check out this is the Rate Watch tool. If you're looking to refinance at a certain interest rate, you know that interest rate, we'll put in your information here. So as soon as that rate hits that point, I'll be giving you a call. If you're looking to buy that first house and a little bit confused on how the process works, check out Home Buying 101. Have some difficulty with your credit and you're like, how can I get my credit scores up? Well, check out this video right through here, Understanding Your Credit Scores. And this is a system that I personally use to monitor my credit and actually my payments. So that's our report for this morning. Hope you enjoy my videos. If you need some help when it comes to a refinance, maybe you're an investor, you need a DSCR loan or a bank statement loan. Do you realize we have DSCR loans for 8 units plus as well? So reach out to us. We'd love to help you in any situation. Even if you're looking for a reverse mortgage, we can help you out. Thanks for watching, folks. Can't wait to see you here at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching. Take care. Bye-bye.